Well, as you know, I've always advocated the legal route. And that legal route, I believe, is best served by judicial review. It's the quickest way to highlight the fact that IS 465, which is the guidance protocol that must be used by all homeowners in Donegal and in Ireland in general, we're restricted to mica only. And I think it's, people have agreed now at this stage that mica is not the cause of the structural defects. So we are at an advanced stage. Back in October, we met as a group of 14. That has grown, and I expect it to grow even further. And we've decided now is the right time to hold the public meeting to discuss what we have actually done in preparing this judicial review and what stage it's at. Mm. And we're going to share that on the night at the public meeting in Raphoe. It's a fantastic little venue. It's a new hall in Raphoe, the Volt House. And I think that it's a good place to start. Been able to advise people what we are actually trying to achieve. And the word justice that you use there, that's what we are trying to achieve. We're not trying to achieve anything else. We only want justice for something we didn't cause, and we deserve that justice. And what we have been delivered is the worst form of justice is pretend justice. And that's what this enhanced scheme is. The 90-10 scheme took us a year to discover how the failings in it. And it's all designed around mica as the cause of the structural defects. And I'm only a layperson, but I've investigated this for 3 years. I have expert engineers working for me. I have expert geologists and petrol lab working for me. And it's the expert witnesses that we'll be using in affidavits in this judicial review going forward.
Can you explain
now, our solicitors, Gallagher Brennan Ponsonby's, are our firm of solicitors, and we have engaged now barristers to deal with going forward and trying to take this judicial review in the public interest. Now, we've exhausted all avenues, myself and 16 other homeowners. We have tried to engage with TDs. We have tried to engage with TDs all over Ireland, but they just don't want to talk about the possibility of us taking a judicial review to highlight the fact that we feel that the Irish government is not adhering to the EU directives, which are actually adopted by the National Standards Authority of Ireland. We should be using those EU directives to test our homes, but we're being forced to test our homes with the IS 465 protocol, which we will try and prove in the courts is flawed.
Mm-hmm. Now, how does this vary from other campaigns that are ongoing in that, you know, there's thousands upon thousands of people affected by this, and they might not be able to track what the likes of MAG are doing. They might feel that what you're doing is over their head. So, you know, there's lots of people out there listening that aren't engaged in any campaigns. They're just looking for a solution that they can get their house fixed, and they don't have the money, and they just want it to be fair. But say you have other groups as well who are saying, look, that these regulations don't go far enough. The rising walls are also affected. The foundations are affected. That the only way to resolve this is for complete demolition, for foundations to be replaced, and that all of those costs should be met by the state, because this is no family's fault, regardless of whether they think Frank McBurty's going the right direction or someone else is going the direction. Like, fundamentally, Frank, are we not all, and when I say we, I don't mean me, but are we all not all on the same page here, that we all believe that there are materials in concrete, be it rising walls, internal, external, and fans, that the government needs to take account of and put in place a scheme that many would see would address all of these issues? Where are you different to what I've just outlined, if that makes sense?
Well, first of all, everyone wants their home fixed and everyone wants their properties fixed. And the reality is that I don't have a problem with that. But, I mean, some people are going to enter the enhanced scheme because they don't see any other way of getting their home fixed. And that's okay with me. And it's okay with the people that's involved with us. Like, we have a number of the homeowners that are involved with us who have actually entered the scheme. But I'll give you an example. I'm making representations politically for a number of homeowners who have had their engineers' recommendations downgraded by the housing agency in this new enhanced scheme. Now, you have to go back to the science. And this all came to a head on the 17th of November and the 27th of November 2021, when my parents' and my cousins' homes came in with their sulfate attack analysis, which nobody knew about actually doing until we commissioned those sulfate attack analysis ourselves, which have identified internal sulfate attack in the blocks, not caused by mica. Now, we move one step further than that, and in July 2022, I commissioned the testing of my father's foundations and my mum's foundations. And any time Corin and our chartered engineer, Kieran Coyle, came into the equation and we took the core samples from the foundations. Now, a foundation has to be 35 newtons and above. It's a different standard to the concrete block. Now, we then commissioned Petrolab to test those 8 core samples, and what came back was the external sulfate attack and an internal sulfate attack. But because of the external sulfate attack, we had to commission another company in Northern Ireland called Causeway Geotech, mm-hmm. who had to come and do what's called a geotechnical examination so that it could rule out any contamination of the ground that was causing the external sulfate attack. Now, yeah. Thank God that those tests, 5 boreholes around the home, came back negative. So Petrolab, in conjunction with our chartered engineer, a very qualified chartered engineer who's also registered as IS-465 competent, was able to identify that the aggregates used in my father's foundations were causing the external mm-hmm. and internal sulfate attack, predominantly by pyrrhotite and other sulfates identified as total sulfates yeah. in the test
but
results.
Back to my
now,
point, Frank. Do
we ask why we're taking the judicial yeah. review.
Okay, and I want to talk specifically about the judicial review, but again, this is just to try and make sure everyone feels included and understands this. At this point, though, is everyone not waiting on IS-465 to be updated? Like, everyone's on the same page with the science now. And, you know, in fairness to you, Frank, I think you would say...
I don't agree with that, Greg. We've exposed this science with my father's and my cousin's test results. Now, okay. We have another cousin who also has those sulfate attack analysis on the blocks. Now, this scheme is for blocks only. It doesn't include foundations. Now, we have scientific evidence to prove that the foundations are also defective.
Yep.
My father's foundations have lost 75% of their Newton strength in less than 14 years.
Yeah, and listen, and we heard from the head of the council saying if it were he would be, even if the scheme's not expanded to include foundations, that even he would be of the mind that the foundations do need to be changed.
Well,
right.
You have to understand that the scheme is designed around IS-465.
Oh, no, I get that, yeah.
And that scheme is designed around mica only. We're not allowed to test for anything else in the 9010 scheme, which is no longer there. And the enhanced scheme, we don't really know what the housing agency are actually going to test for.
Yeah,
but we know that they're using the flawed standard IS-465 to conduct this testing, which only allows us in Donegal to test for mica only.
So if I were
to test...
in
black and white.
If you tested...
There needs to be... it's simple.
Okay.
It's simple.
So just
we need a public inquiry to answer all the questions.
Just so I understand then, right? So if you only tested your house, your father's house and your cousin's houses, if you only tested them under the IS-465 protocol as it stands now, you would not be able to apply for the scheme. Is that what you're saying, that that your houses would come back clear?
No. I'll give an example. The cousin's house came back with 8% mica, right?
Yeah.
But because the Newton strength was below 7.5 Newton, they would have qualified for option one on the recommendation made by the engineer. But my father bought a stronger block when he built his house. So his blocks came in at 8 Newton and 12 Newton in the test results with 16% mica. But because of the reactive iron sulfate minerals that were identified in both sets of test results, it meant that my father's recommendation from his engineer was full demolition to the foundation, which now includes the foundations because the foundations have been properly tested under the mechanisms used by Petrolab.
Okay, I get you.
Right. Now, you have to understand there's 2,000 Petrolab test results in Donegal to date. Every one of them are showing a visual estimate of reactive iron sulfate minerals. Now, over 800 of them entered the 9010 scheme. Now, we're of the understanding that over 100 of those have actually conducted the sulfate attack analysis that we supplied to Donegal County Council in November 2021, which ended up suspending the scheme in December 2021 for further directions from the department. And I put that down solely to those two test results that, in my opinion, were the first two sulfate attack analyses conducted in the county.
Now, Frank, so just to be clear, right, at the end of the day, even if everything that you are saying is acted upon and all the boxes are ticked and they say, right, you were right, we accept we need to change IS465 along the lines of what you're saying, that doesn't mean the cap changes, though, right? So the cap is still going to be there. What does your judicial review do to sort of obviously accept that the IS465 needs changing, but what does it do to deliver 100% redress, especially for those people, you know, with larger houses that are way in excess of 420? There people would say there is equally entitled to 100% redress. So how does your judicial review raise that cap to ensure that even if you happened to be able to build a bigger house, that you actually get 100% redress?
Well, first of all, the first thing that should have been done on this was the correct engineering solution, which we don't have.
Yeah, but say we got
should
there,
all
Frank.
Be getting an option one.
Yeah, but say we got that. How does the judicial review increase the cap? Because even if you get everything that you're talking of, right, there still is that cap there. So they might say, right, we'll include founds. It's full demolition. Founds have to be changed. But as it stands, the cap's still at 420. So how will this, does this judicial review
well, it's
have
not really a cap of 420. It's not really a cap of 420 because it's a cap of square footage. But the thing about it is, by the time you pay all the professional fees, you're not getting 420.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just trying about to use language everyone
understands. I'll tell you in my opinion how it changes. I think that if we won a judicial review, and even if we lose it, it opens the door to the EU Commission. And I feel that when that door opens to the EU Commission, like they did down in Moville in the sewage treatment plant, where the EU Commission stepped in against the state and forced them to implement the EU directives in, I feel that that is the same avenue that we're trying to go.
Yeah, but that took 20 or 30 years. Do you think this can be done more quickly?
No, it will not. A judicial review will only take months. And secondly, my father's High Court case, my parents' High Court case, against the state we're taking, and a test case. See, what people don't understand, litigation, which I do, because I've been involved in many litigations over the years, that litigation process is a test case, and if my parents won that test case,
sets a precedent.
That test case, or even if it's settled, that sets a precedent for every homeowner in this country. But I feel that this will force the public inquiry that should have been established by now, and RTDs right across this country are being silent about the fact that they should be establishing a public inquiry. And RTDs, in my opinion, it would be safer for them to take the judicial review in the public interest.
Okay.
Because they have a better chance of getting their costs.